Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's an act of terror and a crime against humanity. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump is calling the ambush attack, critically wounding two National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C., saying in a White House video,
"As President of the United States, I am determined to ensure that the animal who perpetrated this atrocity pays the steepest possible price."
The president is ordering another 500 soldiers to Washington. The two attacked are part of a deployment from West Virginia.
D.C. Metro Police Assistant Chief Jeff Carroll said as these guard members were on high visibility patrol,
"The suspect came around the corner, raised his arm with a firearm and discharged at the National Guard members.
That suspect, after being shot as well, was eventually subdued by other guard members."
That is Fox's Gernal Scott. Now, as for the suspect, he is from Afghanistan, identified as a national who came to the U.S. in 2021 through Operation Allies Welcome, resettling tens of thousands from Afghanistan after the U.S. withdrawal after the war. President Trump wants that program investigated. It is early on Thanksgiving, but the streets are bustling in New York City. People already staking out spots to see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Several million will be out there, many more will watch on TV, and a lot of cops will be in the crowd, some in uniform and some not.
As always, New Yorkers will see an increased police presence with thousands of NYPD officers posted along the 2.5-mile parade route and on the surrounding blocks.
New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch. Pope Leo has arrived in Turkey on his first foreign trip since replacing the late Pope Francis, fulfilling his predecessor's plan to mark a Christian anniversary. The Pope will spend 3 days in Turkey and then travel to Lebanon. Now a trip that's out of this world.
Glory.
That's a Russian Soyuz blasting off from Kazakhstan on a mission to the International Space Station just a short time ago. An American is part of the crew, astronaut Chris Williams, and the cosmonauts will spend 8 months in space. America's listening to Fox News.
Instagram teen accounts default teens into automatic protections for who can contact them and the content they can see. Explore teen accounts and all of our ongoing work to protect teens online at Instagram.com/teen accounts.
Special U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff will return to Russia next week for more talks as President Trump pushes a peace plan trying to stop the war in Ukraine. That country's come to terms with the agreement, with more issues, though, still to be resolved. The U.S. and our NATO allies have helped Ukraine fend off Russia's invasion, and America's military leaders have gone to Poland and Germany discussing the war.
Army Brigadier General Curtis King says a main focus was developing better defense against drone attacks.
Specifically against one-way attack drones or those larger drones.
Over 200 private industry partners submitted potential systems, which were then pared down to 11 for our troops to try.
Let soldiers train on that equipment and then employ that capability to defeat drones all very rapidly.
Colonel Christopher Hill says defense was not the only objective. The hope is also to develop
the offensive systems that we're going to use to create a dilemma for our adversaries.
General King says the biggest lesson learned is that there's no one answer for every threat.
You've got to have different capabilities. You've got to have a layered defense.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A win in court in West Virginia for parents concerned about vaccinations for their kids.
Raleigh County Circuit Judge Michael Frobel has ruled that children of families who object to the state's compulsory vaccination law may now opt out on religious grounds. This means that these children will still be able to attend classes and participate in extracurricular activities, vaxxed or not. The judge ruled that the policy of barring parents from seeking religious exemptions violates the Equal Protection for Religion Act that was signed into law in West Virginia in 2023. John Saucier, Fox News.
Nobody hit the Powerball jackpot last night, so that lottery fortune keeps growing up to $719 million for the next drawing on Saturday. On Wall Street, it'll be quiet. No trading on Thanksgiving, only half day of that on Black Friday. This comes after four straight days of gains. In that time, the Dow surged up nearly 1,700 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.